I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Some folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all.
Bears. Some people think of them as wild, ferocious killers. Others see them as cuddly, live versions of their childhood teddy bear. But the truth about our native black bears lies somewhere in between. When I first moved to northern Minnesota, if you wanted to see bears, all you had to do was go to one of the many dumps scattered throughout the area. We'd go in the evening, waiting quietly, and soon the bears, not picky eaters, would arrive, and we'd watch them foraging through the garbage. It was a reliable, if not exactly awe-inspiring, look at one of the area's largest wild inhabitants. Today I went to see some bears in a bit more natural environment at the North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota, which is located on the edge of town on Highway 169. I first wanted to find out what they had to offer.
I'm Spencer Peter. I'm our in-house biologist here at the North American Bear Center. Not to be confused with Dr. Lynn Rogers, our senior biologist here at the center and founder. I am fortunate enough to be able to learn under him, which is pretty awesome, but we've got a lot going on. We're kind of in the middle of our busy season. The bears are up and active. They're starting to eat quite a bit, and we have all kinds of other critters as well besides bears here at the center, all for our guests to enjoy when they come in, and we have different programs running on the top of every hour, so you can always see what the bears are up to or the other animals that we have here at the center are up to.
So how many bears do you have here?
We have 4 ambassador bears. We have 2 males and 2 females. The oldest is 22 years old, and when he goes into hibernation, he'll be about 700 pounds, and our smallest is 4 years old, and she'll be about 300 pounds when she goes into hibernation.
Well, since you mentioned hibernation, tell me a little about hibernation. What actually is going on when they hibernate?
So our bears here at the center is a little different. Our bears are captive. Some of them were wild bears at one point, but they're all rescues. So through no fault of their own, their lives were intervened with and they're no longer able to be wild bears. Therefore, we're giving them a place to live here at the center. But hibernation for them is a little different. Typically in northern Minnesota, the bears are going to bed for the year in mid-September into early October. That's a normal bedding downtime for our bears in this area. And then they'll usually stay in hibernation until about April or May. And that's when they'll emerge and start the whole process all over again. We used to think that they're just dead asleep the whole time, kind of like most hibernating animals. But actually, we don't classify bears as true hibernators anymore. It's considered more of a torpor is what it would be called. And so they're actually pretty awake. If you were to knock on the door of the den, so to speak, in the middle of winter, they would be there to greet you. So they're pretty active in terms of hibernation.
How many bears are there in Minnesota now? Do we know, roughly?
We do have a rough estimate. The DNR estimates between 12 and 15,000 bears are out there running around somewhere wild in Minnesota. So
in the wild, what is the range of a typical bear?
They can roam quite a bit. So their home ranges can vary based on age and sex. So the females and males are going to have different home ranges, and so will the different age of bears. The older ones may have some larger ones and control a larger area than the smaller ones who are still trying to figure out where their territory is and things like that. But generally speaking, the females have an area that they very actively defend, and the males really don't. They're not too concerned at what's going in and out of their territory. They're more concerned of how many females are in that territory for when mating season comes around. And the females are more concerned with getting all the food in their territory for them and their offspring. So it can vary quite a bit. But over 100-mile excursions have been recorded and aren't necessarily uncommon. So it is normal for a bear to walk over 100 miles in order to find food, especially in years where the food is short out in the wild.
What's your mission here at the Bear Center?
Our mission is to educate people about black bears and replace a lot of those misconceptions people generally happen to have with the truth, facts, and with science that we have here and have collected and compiled through the past 12 years of operation. So we're really dedicated just to disproving some common misconceptions and replacing those with facts for people.
So what are some of the more common misconceptions that you run across here?
So one of the really common ones has to do with bears and honey. So a lot of people think that bears absolutely love honey. And while they will eat it, that's actually not really what they're doing when they're going into those hives. In fact, what they're actually looking for is the baby bees, wasps, or hornets. So they won't even stick to just honeybees. They'll go to all kinds of flying insects like that. So hornets and wasps make nests like that, and they have large amounts of animal or of the bugs in there. And what the bears will actually do is they're actually after those little larvae. They're really rich in nutrients, and they're pretty easily digestible. So it's pretty much like a giant little jackpot for them. The honey's just kind of a bonus. If it happens to be there when they're in there, some bears will eat it. We've actually done taste tests before, and some bears won't eat it at all. So that's on an individual basis, whether they like the honey or not, but that's actually not the reason they're going in there. They're going after those larvae or baby bees.
So when somebody comes to visit the Bear Center, what all can they see here? What all do you have here?
So we have well over 75 exhibits in our interpretive center. So we do have a large inside building that has videos, movies, as well as written out and taxidermy displays. You can learn in many different ways. We have four ambassador bears, as we mentioned, plus things like turtles, frogs, snakes, toads, and fish, in which one of our programs, the Critter Time, you can kind of get a hold of those things and learn more about those and how they live with bears here in the Northwoods. We also have a feature-length documentary done by the BBC in a theater that shows that documentary, so you can come in and watch that. We have nature trails in our back 40 acres that you can enjoy, and there's lots of wildlife out there occasionally, and recently actually we've been having wild bears on those nature trails, and they're trying to find a way to get into our captive bears, so we've had to shoo them away from the fence as of recently, but they've been kind of wandering around trying to figure out what's going on here at the Bear Center. So there's lots to do, and we do have programs, as I mentioned before, at the top of every hour. So we are a nonprofit. All the support that we get comes from people just coming in the door, so if you know about us, awesome, tell your friends. If you don't know about us, come check us out.
I went on one of the hourly, behind-the-scenes tours to get a closer look at the bears and find out about their lives. Afterward, I talked with my two guides.
I'm Kim Holland. I'm one of the summer interns, and so we've been here since end of May to early June, kind of learning about bears and helping just people learn more about these animals that are pretty elusive.
My name is Rebecca, and I'm also one of the six interns working here this summer.
Okay. So what all does your job entail?
A lot of it has to do with taking care of the bears. So we have to give them their breakfast and their dinners, and then also making sure that their enclosures are clean and that they're fully enriched as well.
And then we have the education portion. So I believe our official title is the Bear Educator Interns. So we have a lot to do about understanding the behavior we're seeing to interpret it to visitors. And we also tell visitors about the other wildlife that are important to the ecology of the Northwoods that are up here.
So what's your favorite part of doing this job?
I guess coming in every morning and giving the bears breakfast is really interesting because they know what's happening. What's more fun is when one of them has spent the night in the larger enclosure and you have to work them in. If they're too having too much fun out there, it's kind of hard to get them to move, but each bear is kind of different and there's personalities. So one bear, we just show them an egg and they run in. The other, after you give them a couple of grapes, they're really interested. So every morning is different. So that's probably my favorite.
I think my favorite part has been seeing how the bears' relationship with us has evolved. They can now recognize our voices and our faces, and they look for us, especially when we're on the observation deck and stuff like that. The bears definitely know who we are. So it's pretty cool.
Good. You talked about feeding them breakfast and feeding them. So what do they eat for breakfast?
Well, they all get an egg. So in the wild, it'll be raiding loon's nests and duck nests for the egg protein. They always get fruit as well. It just kind of depends what we have. A lot of times it's a lot of grapes. So red grapes in particular. They're not too fond of the green ones. They like the really sweet stuff. And then we create our own trail mix for the bears. So we have high protein dog food, actually. Bears usually raid a shed for dog food, which is pretty surprising, I learned. It has a bunch of different dried fruit and a whole lot of different nuts in there as well.
So what's your background? How do you get to be a bear educator, intern, whatever?
Yeah,
how do you go about that?
Sure. I am still in school. I'm studying animal behavior in Wisconsin, and so I needed to do an internship for my major. It's a requirement. So I reached out here, saw this is a really cool place, and so it's just a huge opportunity. Yeah, because it really gives you a lot of experience, and in this field, experience means everything.
And in terms of internships, this is one of the better ones that you can get because they do give you housing and they do give you a stipend, where a lot of other internships, especially when you're going into an environmental like biology of sorts, you don't get any of that. You have to figure out housing for yourself and they don't pay you. So it's all just volunteer work.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Come to the Bear Center.
Okay.
Yeah, come to your bears.
The North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Some folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say that bears go around smelling bad. Others say that a bear is honey sweet.